talk to us about the Kiwanis here in Marshfield.
Thanks for having me here tonight. We have a pretty excited weekend coming up with the Marshfield Kiwanis. We are celebrating our 75th anniversary this weekend. And on Friday night, we have a VIP white party planned down at the Tedeschi's house down in Green Harbor on the beach. And it's a VIP session with a little bit of entertainment. We have the Blues Brothers a band coming in to play for us and entertain us. And there'll be some light refreshments and some a lot of nice creative white outfits. Nice. And we're looking forward to a nice evening. And then Saturday at 1 o'clock at Proprietor's Green behind the Tavern restaurant, we'll have a tent set up there, and we have a couple of acts. There's a concert going on. The feature performer is the James Montgomery Band, and he also has brought along an opening act called the Grassroots, and the Grassroots Band. They're an up-and-coming blues band, and we're looking forward to a very exciting exciting weekend. Steve Sweeney is also going to be the MC, so we'll have a little bit of light comedy to go along with that, and perhaps poke a little fun at our club and in our membership. And
I don't see Steve Sweeney being his synonymous with light
comedy, yeah.
But I can see him doing comedy and seeing it. As we know, he's here Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 o'clock with Joe Malone. So this is just basically a celebration of being a part of the community for 75 years.
Yes. And we're raising a little bit of money towards our mission. I think the Kiwanis has a strong reputation in this town for providing community service with the actions that we do, but we also do quite a bit of donations. We support the Key Club with scholarships each year to the graduating seniors of Marshfield High School. Yeah. We have a strong commitment in our mission to support the seniors of the senior citizens in the Council on Aging of Marshfield. With a holiday party, and we were on a couple of bingo sessions for them. We also have a strong commitment to our veterans, to the town's veterans. We have a small relief fund that we've established most recently for a place where folks that are veterans are faced with challenges that may be outside of the system where they can't find some help. We provide a little bit of assistance that folks can come to us and make a formal request, and oftentimes we're able to support them in certain ways.
And Steve, just if there are people out there that like what they've heard and want to come to a meeting and maybe join, how can they do that?
Oh, that's that. Thanks, Joe. Every Thursday night we meet at the Marshfield Tavern in the back room in the Webster Room at 7 o'clock. We currently, it's funny, we set a goal to have 75 members by our 75th anniversary, and we actually achieved that.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have had a lot of strong growth over the last 2 or 3 years. Had a lot of new members come in, had some folks commit to some leadership. Jack Griffin, who I think a lot of the folks in the town know as a business leader in town, joined the club several years ago and brought a number of high energy folks to the club, who recruited more folks and lived up to the mission of the long standing veterans that have been members for years. And this weekend is going to be a big celebration for us, and also allows us to raise a little bit of money in doing so that we can continue to give back.
Website, any way for to contact?
Marshfield Kiwanis on Facebook, as well as jamesmontgomery.com. You can find some information on there. He's been tweeting and whatnot and advertising this event. He's very excited about it. His team has spent a lot of time with us. They're really committed to make this a special weekend for us.
Yeah, and I saw him when he played in Scituate a few years ago, and it was fantastic. And that was only a sampling, I think, of what we'll see this weekend.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's gonna be a good time.
Now, are you a Kiwanis, Joe?
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
See, he never told me that.
I kept that from you.
He did keep that from me. And how do you like being a member of the Kiwanis? What are some of the residuals to being a member?
I love it. You know, I make it when I can, and when I do, it's always rewarding.
Are you the 75th member?
No. It's been great. I joined, probably about a year and a half ago now, and it's been worth every second of going to, you know, all the events. You know, it's just I guess the most rewarding part is what Steve said earlier is the fact that you're a part of a group that does so much for the community and is so reaching to the mission that they have.
Well, Steve, thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a great
Thank you.
That's Monday night. Have a great evening.